Bezras Hashem, our first halacha topic from Daf Tezayin emerges from the Gemara on Tezayin Amud Beis, and that is utensils on top of a mikvah, on the roof of a mikvah, that were not placed there at all to gather rainwater, but the rainwater runs over them. This is our sugya on Tezayin Amud Beis because one of the 18 gzeros were that we accepted the opinion of Beis Shammai, then not only is water considered mayim she'uvim if one intended to draw it, but even if one forgot in a case where it is inevitable that the water is going to run over it or be caught by that kli, then it's also considered mayim she'uvim. The one case that Beis Shammai is moda to Beis Hillel that's not considered mayim she'uvim is where a person forgot utensils outside. He did not put it out to gather rainwater, but rather, as the Mechaber describes in Simen Reish Aleph Mem Beis, he put it out there simply to dry. In such a case, the Mechaber paskins, as alluded to in Rashi and Arasugya, that the water does not become Mayim Shuvim. Otherwise, the water does become Mayim Shuvim. Even though the halacha seems to be straightforward in Shulchan Aruch Reish Aleph Mem Aleph and Mem Beis, Sifs Mem Aleph and Mem Beis, that as long as the utensils were there to accept rainwater, it's Shuvim. If it was put there to dry, then it's not considered Shuvim. There are some vague cases, which I'd like to show from the Shach in Shulchan Aruch, what the halacha would be. The Shach in Sif Katan Tzadi Beis asks a great question on the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, as we described, that any time his intention is not for catching rainwater, then in such a case, it's not considered Shuvim, as well as another Shaila of the Gemara. What happens if he puts it down to catch Shuvim, but then the clouds dissipate? And then the clouds come back. So our Gemara had a Safek. The Mechaber Paskins, lo chashivi ladas ve'enem posel. It's not considered ladas, and it's not posel. Ask the Shach and Sif Katan Sadi Beis, but what about the halacha that we learned in regards to a mayon in Sifches, in Mikvaos, that if one has water from a mayon that passes over a utensil, it doesn't matter what the person's kavana was at all. Automatically, we say that it's considered she'uvim if it's a kli that has a receptacle. The Shach answers in Sif Katan Tzadi Beis, a Yisod Gadol. And he says that even though our Gemara differentiated between whether the person's intention was to draw rainwater or not, nevertheless, if it is absolutely inevitable that he will draw water, even if it wasn't his primary motivation, then the situation itself makes it as if he was a mechaven. Vameivin Yavin, one could even argue that from the words of Shammai in our sugya, Beis Shammai, one could even prove this, Vameivin Yavin, in the case of the receptacle under the tzinor. That raya in brackets aside, this is the halacha that the Shach says. When it comes to a mayon, where it's inevitable that the water is going to go over it, then even if his intention was one way, it's still considered ladas. Very similar to the notion of a psik resha. This svara of the Shach is mentioned in the Tshuvas Avnei Nezer in Yoredeya Reish Pei Ost Hezvav, the Tshuvas Mar Sham, Chelek Gimel Simin Tzadi, and this is all collected beautifully in the Sefer Mikvei Mayim, Chelek Beis Simin Yud Beis. It's for this reason that the Sefer Mikvei Mayim says that one should be careful that on the roof of the mikvah, the water, even if it's running along a gutter that's not a halachic kli, and there's no problem of she'uvim in the way the roof was designed to lower the water into the bor that serves as the mikveh below, one also has to be careful that along the way there aren't any other kelim that it's inevitable that the water will pass over. For example, a air conditioner or a dud shemesh, a solar panel, or a boiler, and so on, things that appear on a roof, that would also passel according to the Shach. Because the Shach says that it's true that something that a person puts down, shalomi das, for the water, is not going to passel, but that's only in a case where it's not inevitable that the water is going to fall there. It's not inevitable when I put out a utensil on my roof that it's going to rain and that there'll be water that will fall inside. But if I put a utensil by a spring, it's inevitable that it will pass by there, says the Shach, and therefore, automatically, it's considered midas and she'uvim. So too, if I put down an air conditioner, which has a part of it that has a kli, and it's inevitable that the water is going to run past it and over it, so then in such a case, it's considered midas, even though you and I had never intended to put that utensil there to gather the mayim shuvim. This is the Shach's application, and the application halacha lemaisa of the Shach, of our Gemara that differentiates between mayim shuvim bidas and mayim shuvim b'shochech. Our Gemara is also a source, and an unlikely source, for a famous chumrah in regards to Hilchos Pesach, and that is the inability to kasher glass. The Mechaber in Simin Tof Nun Aleph says, based on the Ran in the second parak of Psachim, that Kli Zechuchis, the halacha is that it doesn't require Hechsher because it's not Boleya. The Ramah says, so we have two extremes in regards to glass. Of course, our daf has been discussing glass a lot. The Ramah says that glass can absorb, but you can't do hakola. In other words, according to the Ramah, writes the Gra, glass has a din of cheres. The source, the Gra says, is startling. The source, he claims, is our Gemara. And he says, our Gemara explained that Kli Zechuchis is Mekabel Tuma Midrabanan. Ultimately, the Gemara says, either because it resembles the process of the making of Cheres, which of course is Mekabel Tuma Min HaTorah, and therefore it is also Mekabel Tuma even though it's modeled after metal, or, and this is the pshat of Ravashi on the top of Tezayin Amabez, that we model it after all of the halachos of Cheres. The only reason the back of a Kli Zechuchis does not become Tameh is because one will be confused between the back and the inside, and it's different than Cheres that's not Metameh on its back. Says the Gra, we paskin like Ravashi. And if that's so, then ultimately we have equated in the halachos of Tuma, glass to cheres. Says the Gra, this is what's behind the Ramaz Yesh Machmirim, that we give glass all of the dinim of cheres. The Gra also then gives another source from Avos de Rav Nasan that says that glass absorbs but does not expunge. This chiddush of the Gra to use our Gemara to implicate the impossibility of doing Hagola on glass might be important in shedding light on a modern Shaila today, and that is the viability of kashering Pyrex. In the Sefer Shir Orim Mitzuyonim Bahalocha, in Simin Kuf Tezayin Sifkotin Yud Aleph, Rav Brown argues that even though we're machmir on glass, if one takes a look in the Sharitzion in Sefkotin Kuf Tzadivav in Tof Nun Aleph, he says the reason we're machmir on glass is because we're afraid that a person is going to be reticent to, and he quotes this in the name of the Ritva, to kasher glass appropriately, and because it's going to crack, In other words, he's going to spare some of the heat, and that, of course, could be a problem because he won't get out all of the yisr. Argues Rav Brown astutely, however, when it comes to pyrex that does not crack, then it could very well be it's not governed by the rules of schuchas. It's interesting to note that our great Rebbe Rav Nevenzahl quotes his great Rebbe Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, who says not to be makel on pyrex and duralex. Maybe we could argue, according to the Gra's use of our sugya for the halacha of glass vis-a-vis hagala, that our sugya is not just talking, the Gra claims, about tumma v'tahara, that people thought and would get confused between glass and cheres, but rather the gzeira of tumma tells us, according to Rav Ashi, that we treat all glass like cheres. So then, even when it comes to pyrex, if pyrex is made out of dirt and sand, like glass and cheres is, it has that din, and we assume that it has that absorbent quality like cheres, which it absorbs but does not expunge, and therefore one would have to be machmer, like Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach had suggested. So it could very well be that our sugya that seems to have nothing to do with the halachas of kashering, for the Gra is a critical source for telling us that when it comes to glass, we give it all the dinim acheres, and not the way the Sharetzion quotes from the Ritva, that simply people will be too tentative in kasher and glass. This Beis HaShem concludes the halacha section from Daf Tezayin.